Last week, we learned how Anisha becomes a leader. And we spoke about her goshes. I just want to be to pass her over just quickly. That we didn't exactly explain what a hargosha is. And a halacha, the strict halacha shulchanaruch is that Aisha has a hargosha. Even if she finds absolutely no time, the shulchanaruch says that she could be tamei anida. Unless she makes a bedika immediately after the hargosha and finds nothing, or if she makes a bedika and finds a mari which is tohar. The Shulchanaruch is based on a Truma Tzadesh. Now, as far as that halach is concerned, there is a big machloket in the person what constitutes a hargosha. So the first hargosha that we find is in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the hargosha is the mizazu kol evareho. The whole evareho, every part of her group, becomes shaky. We don't know of any woman that has such a hargosha bizman hazeh. So it's not really not the other mice. The other hargosha that's found is in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that Aisha, that's markish, that her mekor open tzlichas hakever, so that's called a hargosha, and that's metameher, unless she makes immediately a bedika and finds nothing, or if she makes a bedika and finds something other than a maritom. Tzlichas via mekor. Also, the Rabbonim today have not found any woman that says, I feel my uterus opening, or more specifically, my cervix opening in order for Dan to come out. So that's also not Nagia Lemaisa. The other Hargosha, which is mentioned in Noida B'Yehuda, so Noida B'Yehuda mentions there's one more Hargosha, which is Dilo Dovrlo. She feels a liquid coming out of her goof. Now that Hargosha could be more common. The only thing is that the Achronim say, and this Noida B'Yehuda, that it doesn't mean that she feels a little bit of wetness on the outside of her goof. But if she feels something deep inside her goof, a flow of some sort, and then that's our kosher, which is Metameh Midoraisa, if she finds nothing in the Vedic. Now Noida B'Yehuda says if she has any suffix, whether she had a Hargosha or if she didn't have a Hargosha, the halacha is that we could be Mekel. We don't have to be Machmeh. And a sofek hargosha. However, the Achronim do say that if she has a sofek hargosha, she should make a bedika. And then, of course, if she finds something in the bedika which is tome, she'll become tome, tmeya, and if she finds nothing in the bedika, then she will be tehoira. As far as this halach is concerned, everybody should privately speak to their rov how to be noyik. For there are many rabbonim, and there are Achronim that already write, that our noshim don't have any sort of hargosha. Now, the Chassam Sofer didn't agree with the Noid B'Yehuda, and he said that there is no such Hargosha as Zivos Dover Lach altogether. So that's another Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, the Gemara says at the beginning of Nida, that Aisha has a Hargosha, the Hargosha is such that it would wake her up. And a Hargosha with Zivos Dover Lach doesn't do that. So the Chassam Sofer says it must be that it's not a Hargosha. But in this Inyonim, the Minak of the Rabbonim is to privately answer questions to each individual when they have a shaila about this type of problem. So that's what we left out of the shiur last week. Now we know the sheets this week, by the way, is I had a sheet with the Gemara, so I don't know what happened to it. But the sheet, somebody mentioned to me that it would be good to write on the sheets more a maskana of what came out of the shiur. So this is what this sheet is all about. Tonight's shiur hopefully will cover the whole entire sheet. As you can see, there's 58 halachas that are on this sheet that I'm aware of halachas. The sheet is written very bekitza, and I didn't want to write any disclaimers on the sheet because, as you see, there's no room for it. I didn't want to have you all I didn't have room for the disclaimer, but there is a disclaimer that goes with the sheet. There's not enough sheets, okay. I tell the truth, I just finished photocopying in my house one of those hand machines about 2 minutes ago, so I apologize. Because I just finished writing it, of course. Anyhow, so thing is like this, that the disclaimer is that the sheet has to go together with the shear. In other words, those that are not in the shear should not read the sheets unless they get a hold of a tape of the shear, in which case they can follow along, because the sheets are written very petitza. You know, it requires a lot of explanation. And if the explanation doesn't go with the sheets, hopefully not, but there could be a mixture of some sort or another. Okay. Now, once Aisha is already a Nida, the next year is, what are the halachas of an Aisha that is a Nida? First, we know that as far as an Aisha is a Nida, so the halacha is the pasuk in the Torah, that if a man and a woman who is a Nida have relations, and this has nothing to do whether they're married to each other or not, but that's an Isser of having Tashmish Amita with a Nida, they're both Chayav Koris. The Isha and the Ish are both Chayav Koris, that's Poshut, the Nifnes Ushnei, and that they're both Chayav Koris. Poshut says, with Isha, the Nida to Mosul, the Sikra of the Kalut Erba. The Poshut says that if a man and a woman who is a Nida come close together, that's the Loshon of Lois Sikra, so then she is the halacha later on says the Chayav Koris. Now besides the Chiyuv Koris from the Loshon of Lois Sikra, most Rishonim, including the Rambam, say that there is an additional Issa, besides the Issa of Tashmish Amita, for which she's Chayav Koris, and he's Chayav Koris, there's another Issa in the Torah, which is Chibuk V'Nishuk, or any sort of affectionate touching, whether it's Chibuk, Nishuk, or any other touching that may be deemed affectionate, according to the Rambam, that's an isula. You know, Chayav Koris for that. The person is not Chayav Koris, but you get Malkus. There's a Machlokes Rishonim about this. The Ramban doesn't agree with the Rambam. The Ramban holds it's an isula derabbanan. Or according to some, the Ramban really holds it's an isula deraisa, but you get no Malkus. But according to the Rambam, you Chayav Malkus is such an isula. The Shulchan Aruch in Avenetzes Siman Chof Siv Aleph. Passages like the Rambam. The Loshon of Shulchan Aruch is, I'll read it to you. It's as follows. Habo alachat minu arayas derech eivorim. O shechivek venishek venehene bekiruv bosa. If he has any sort of hanah, of affectionate touching of any of the arayas, which includes a nida. Nida is in the parsha of the arayas. Hareze loike. He gets Malkus with Choshet al Arayis. And it's called a Choshet on the Arayis. And it's Nogea the Gavi Psuve Eidus in certain Minyan. The Abol Elder Amos says, if you have actual Tashem Shemita, then both of them are Chayav Koris. So Shukran Aruch Paskins, that is a Nisul Lav of Chibuk V'Nishuk with any of the Arayis. We call it from around Chibuk V'Nishuk, even though it's not restricted to Chibuk V'Nishuk. It's any sort of touching which is an affectionate type of touching. How about touching which is not affectionate? A touching that has nothing to do with any sort of affection. That means, for example, if an Isha is sick and her husband has to help her. So he takes her pulse. So there is some machlokes in the afroim. Where the Bes Yosef and the Bes Shmuel ask him that that's also an Isha d'oraisa. And the Shach in Siman Kuf Tzadik Hen Yerodeh, he could meet him. This is an Issa Derabban. But either way, it's awesome. So that we have, again, the Machloikas Achroimim, about touching a woman who's a Nida, not in an affectionate way, whether that's an Issa Deraisa, or whether it's an Issa Derabban. What difference does it make? So normally, you know, every time we have a halacha, she would like to be marked that an Issa Derabbanan is not any less Issa than an Issa Deraisa. Because an Issa Derabban is also based on the Torah. But Sosur, or Shalavicha V'yagetcha, Tidan Eser, or Loisaseh. But then, normally the difference is, the Mishabura says in the Hakdama, that the only difference is, that the Sofik Derabban. The Sofik Derabban, we go to Kul, the Sofik Derabban, we go to Kumbi. But in Yilchus Nida, there's another difference. In the fact, that if it's a Deoraisa, then it's Avizraya the Gilu Arayas. Meaning, it's the Isur crave of Gilu Yarayas, not Mamish Tashmish Amita, but the Isur crave of Gilu Yarayas will be Paskin of Israel. The Gilu Yarayas is the Horeb Ve'al Yad. So that if, in the case of the Mechaber, where Aisha is lolenu, she's sick, and her husband has to take her pulse. Where the Beis Yosef says that he's not allowed to. So the Beis Yosef says distinctly, you know why? Because he holds that touching, even in not an affectionate matter, is an issa d'oraisa. If it's an issa d'oraisa, it's avizraisa, it's ilaraisa, it's horevilga. So there's another difference. Halacha lemaisa, we pass it like the Shach. Most Achronim don't agree with the Mechaber. And they hold that non-affectionate touching is not an issa d'oraisa, it's an issa d'rabbanan, so therefore it's not yehorek ve'al-yav. Now it's a do of the same Hashem the Chazanish, that if you're shaking a woman's hand who's a neder, he passes it yehorek ve'al-yav. But Roif Achronim, in Shulchan Aruch, Simkuf Tzadik Hei, Seif, the Shach is Seif Kof Nikof, don't agree, they say it's an issa d'rabbanan, it's not yehorek ve'al-yav. So that's another nafkamina that there is, whether in the Itura Achokos it's a d'oraisa, or whether it's a d'rabbanan, whether it's a horeb ve'al yav. Now, one, yeah. It would be a horeb ve'al yav. If you hold it's an issa d'oraisa, that's what the Beis Yosef says is the meirush in Hilchos Nida. That if it's an issa d'oraisa, even if the choyle sheyesh b'sakon, it'll be awesome because it's avizrai that you'll arise. It's a horeb ve'al yav. No doiche. We don't pass them like that. Again, I see a lot of bewilderment, but we don't pass them like that. The only reason I'm saying it over, first of all, because it's there. And it's not hidden from anybody. Anybody wants to open up a true Beis Yosef, Hilchos Nida, hopefully a lot of people who like to do that will go ahead and see that the Beis Yosef passed them that way. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer, and you look in the Bishmul, Tziv Kot Nalev and Simon Kof, he also passed them that way. But we don't pass them that way. It's clear that we don't pass them like that. Even though the Mechaber says of the Feirish, at the end of Hilchos Nida, Simon Kuk Tzadik Hei, at the end of Simon Kuk Tzadik Hei, he says, if she's a choyle, and ain lo mish, there's nobody there that can take a pulse, elo bailo, and talk about a choyle sheyesh b'sakon, he says, it's awesome, no one has to do. The Shach, and that Mechaber, the Ramah is choyle, and so is the Shach, and we pass them like the Shach, because he played this, all the Achroinim Kimat, say that the Halach is not like the Shulchan Aruch, and not only that, but the same Eichim v'chol Yoyim, that women go to doctors, and if that was the halacha, then you couldn't go to any Jewish doctor because it would be a horrible yav. Right? So we know for a fact that that's not the halacha, and that's not the minhag. The minhag is to be mekel. That is an issa d'rabbanan, and not on Torah. It's mut. But we'll see when we get to the halacha.
And
that's any neder, including ishta. Okay. Now. Yeah, we'll get to the halacha lemaaseh when we get there. But we just want to make clear that we don't pass them like that. But it's good to know, I mean, that there are those that are machmer ad kedei kaf, that is not from the halachas that are. Now, we mentioned last week that you're mechuyev to know Hilchos Nida, so as not to come to be too machmer, or obviously not to be too meikel. Because in this halacha, there's a chiyuv oinah, and the chiyuv oinah, every time you machmer, so look at them, so you're over on the Oinosel Lechigra, which is a laugh in the toy. Now, when it comes to the halachos of the harchokas, that's not so. All the Rishonim, the Ramban says Beferish, kol amarbe beharchokas areze meshuf. Whoever is marbe, when she's already a nida, to in the harchokas, well that's areze meshuvach, and in that case we don't apply the fact that you should be mekel as much as possible, and we'll go to the halacha. The first halacha that I have here, Aleph, is that if she's metupeket v'mare, this is a question that comes out very often, it's very much nogea lemaisa. Aisha makes a bedika, or she finds a keser, and she doesn't know what the din is, so she has to take it to the rov. Meanwhile, she didn't have a chance to take it to the rov was by a wedding, all the rabbonim by a wedding, whatever, they didn't get it. So they always wonder, how should she fear herself? The Achronim say that she has to fear herself as if she was a nida, and all the harfakas apply. Why? Because even though it's a sofa derabbanan, the harfakas are derabbanan, and she is mesupah, she may not be a nida altogether. But since the halacha is called madeesha levar mevarerina, whatever sofa, whenever you have a doubt, whatever you can go ahead and be mevarer the doubt, you're refused to do that. So since here you can be mevarer the doubt, we don't treat that as a sofa at all, but meanwhile, she has to consider herself an Ida, and all the halachos will apply. Then the next, what do you mean? I don't, you're asking about the counting the 5 days.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'll answer you quickly. Yeah, it counts towards the 5 days. But that's not tonight's subject. Okay, now. We mentioned already Halacha Beis, Anatashu Shamita, there's an Issa Chorus, and then Halacha Gimo. Hibuk Benishuk, it's an Issa Lav, and then Nehiyah Shalakadar Chiva. We spoke about it already. Okay, in Halacha Hey, all other Halachas, it should be in this Analif Nisne. Shear Halachas, according to everybody, is an Issa Derabon. Everybody agrees that all the other Halachas are an Issa Derabonon. And why did the Rabbanon make this Issa? They make this Issa because there is no Issa Yichud with an Isha who is a Nida. Why is there no Issa Yichud? So Shulchan Aruch says, because they have already had Tashmish Amida. Now, it's a man who is married to a woman, there is no Issa Yichud. In Kol HaTorah Kula, we know, and most Pesukim hold it's the Raisa, that a man and a woman are not allowed to have Yichud together. Even if she's a Pnuya, she's not married, and she's not one of the Arayas, they're not allowed to have Yichud. However, with a Isha Nida, who is one of the Arayas, there is no Issa Yichud. Why is there no Issa Yichud? The Shulchan Aruch says, because since they have already had relations at one time, we are not worried that they'll have relations with each other by Issa. And in addition to that, they'll be able to have relations after she goes to the mikveh. So therefore, there is no Issur Yichud. Since there is no Issur Yichud, Chazal felt that we require Harchokas, then Ishle Ishto, that do not apply between a man and an Eliyahu of the Arayas. Now, it's most of the Harchokas I will mention from now on, and I say most and not all, do not apply between a man and another woman who's not his wife, who also happens to be a Nida, or happens to be an Eshes Ish. It only applies to Ishle Ishto, because in replacement for the Issur Yichud, Chazal made this other Harchokas. Now again, I mentioned it last week, and I'm going to mention it again, that all these halachos in Shulchan Aruch, even though they're there as a preventive measure, it doesn't mean that you can treat it as such. Now, there are many people that have the attitude that, yeah, these are all preventive measures, because we're afraid that if I pass something to Anisha, who's a Nida, who happens to be my wife, then I'll come to Chas V'Shalom, have relations with her, and I'll be over Anisha Derais. So a lot of people say, but that's not going to happen to me. So the Mela, if I'm being Mela, it won't be so bad. When I come to Achon Mela V'Eshrim, and they'll make the Cheshbon in the Bet Shishol Malo, so they're going to say, ah, you were never Nisha in actual Chibuk V'Nishuk, which is the Issa Derais. So therefore, you're okay. Because that's not so. The same Shulchan Aruch that tells us that we're not allowed to have all these harchokas between a man and a woman who's a nida is the same exact Shulchan Aruch that says that we can take a piece of steak and eat it while we're drinking a glass of milk. And that halacha is an issa derabana, because we're afraid if you do that, you'll cook the steak in the milk and then eat it, which will be over an issa deraisa. So the same way these harchokas, we are afraid that certain things are going to happen. And even with our own seichel, we can't see that such a thing is going to happen. But we don't go by our own seichel. In the seichel of Chazal, such a thing could happen. And therefore they answered it. And if we transgress that issa, we are noy for an issa derabbanan, not different than the issa derabbanan of eating milk and meat together, which I don't think anybody would do. So it's not different. This is Surah Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Hei Shulchan Aruch Yerodei are the same as the Surah Mitzvah Peches Shulchan Aruch Yerodei in Basar V'Cholov. We're not allowed to eat milk and meat together. Not only that, but Shulchan Aruch says we have to wait 6 hours after meat. All those halachas are written by the same Mechaber, and it's based on the same shas as the halachas in the Harchot. So no matter how far out we may think that some of these halachas are, they are halachas in Shulchan Aruch. There's not a single thing on this sheet here that's any sort of tremendously big chumrah that's not always gehalten by most achronim. Whatever is on here, there's no makom here where I was machmir, unordinarily. These halachas, but everything it says here is based on the goyim achronim. And as a matter of fact, if there's a machloek is in the achronim most of the time, on this sheet we go on the kula and not the chumrah. Okay? Now we go right to with the halachas. Now, again, we mentioned already the Nisa Negiya, Midarabanan, even if it's not a Negiya, she'll keep it. Now, this Isra of Negiya also applies that you're not allowed to, a man is not allowed to touch Anidas Begodim. You know, it is Isha's Anidas, her husband is not allowed to touch her Begodim while she's wearing them. And not only that, but the Begodim of each other, while they're wearing it, should not touch each other either. And that's all because of the Isra of Negiya. Chazal were afraid if you do that, if you allow the Begonim to touch each other, then they might come to touch each other also. Yeah. If a Goyish woman has a concept of Nida, probably not. But here, as far as the halachas that we're learning, we're only talking about a very specific Nida. That's a Nida who is married and her Baal. These halachas do not apply between between a Baal and somebody else's wife who's a Nida, even though she's an Eshet Ish. These are only strictly speaking between Baal and Isha because to replace the Isha Yichud. So Baal felt either one of the two is necessary. Either we'll have to have an Isha Yichud or we'll have to have this halachas. Obviously an Isha Yichud would be extremely difficult, so therefore we have the halachas. Normally, Nisa Yichud is the Oraisa. But the Nida is an exception because of two reasons. They have already had relations and they will have relations. That's why, even though we might not learn about it because it's really in the Gaya, but a Kala, who's a Nida by the Chuba, is not allowed to have Yichud. And the reason is because they have not had Tashmish Amita yet. So that term doesn't apply. And also, that's why Aisha, that's a Roy Dam Machmas Tashmish, which we also won't learn about because it's not Negev. Now, it's a woman who every time she has Tashmish Amita, she sees Dam, she becomes a Nida. So after three times, the halacha is she can no longer have relations with her Baal. The halacha also is that they have to get a get. And the reason for that is because they can't have Yichud. And to live without Yichud, Chazal frowned upon it. They better get a get and marry somebody else. Okay? So again, you need both. That she eventually will be muta, and that she was muta at one time. Yeah. Chibuk v'nishuk or any other affectionate touching. Okay? Unaffectionately, according to the way the halacha is an issur d'rabbanan. Well, you're going to have here not only one gezeira and a gezeira, you're going to have many gezeiras of gezeiras. Many, many, many. The Shav says in his Tugnida is the exception. There's a lot of exceptions to Gezeirah, a lot of Lomdish reasons, but Hilchos Nida is certainly one of the exceptions. And you have many exceptions. They're eating, they're waiting 6 hours between milk and meat, it's certainly a Gezeirah. You go in there, you're waiting 6 hours because you might eat it together, and if you eat it together, you might cook it together and then eat it. There's a lot of Gezeirah for Gezeirah, and the Shach says, in certain upon him, you're allowed to make a Gezeirah today. Yeah. Alright? Right there. Now also because of this Isra of Negiya, so you're not allowed to pass something from her to him or from here to her. Again, because we're afraid that you might come to touch each other, which eventually might come to lead to affectionate behavior. And this is all based on a Gemara. The Gemara says in Sugot that Abaye and Rava, they were noyeh not to pass things directly to their wives, but they used to put it on their bench or on the bed, and that's where we learn all these halachas from. Most of these halachas, by the way, are either based on Gemaras. You don't have the time to go through all of it, the time is short, but either they're based on Gemaras or they're based in hanhogas that the Rishonim had that they write about. Yeah.
Is that the thing for Shulchan Aruch? That's the Shulchan Aruch for the Nidah, or also at other times
it's okay, so that's a very good question. Is halachas Shulchan Aruch have an Ezra? Well, the Ramah says, it's a little known halacha, but it's an important halacha. A lot of people are niche. The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra that a man is not allowed to check his wife's hair for lice, even when she's not a nida, when she's tehoira. Why? Because it's not a tznius, it's a zah to show affectionate behavior in front of people. You know, she's allowed to check her hair for lice and nobody's there, but when people are there, you shouldn't show that type of affectionate behavior towards a wife. Is not a tzniyus. So we learn from that it's not only checking the lights. That was then, I guess, a very romantic thing to do. But any other thing which is very romantic, you're not allowed to do berabim. Now, which harchokas, the harchokas that are because of something being romantic, so then, yes, the achronim that say that those harchokas apply to an ish even which is not an either berabim. But the passing is not a shaila of anything being romantic. Here, it's a not that in romantic in itself to pass a woman something. That's not nothing that's romantic. That's where afraid you might touch her. And then if you touch her, you'll come to go ahead and do something romantic, which will come to people with an issue, which might come to whatever. So, in this Harchokas, yes, I saw a Shiloh one time where he had to go for a walk with an Isha who's not a Nida. And he wanted to tell me that it's also because an Isha who is a Nida, you're not allowed to go and Ganas and Pardes in the Taya. So when she's not a Nida, you can't go Berabin. But we don't pass him like that, and we don't know it like that. And the reason is Poshet, because the halot of the tile, the Ganas of Pardesim, is only going to most Poshetim when they're going by themselves. If they're going Berabim, it's no longer romantic. So Mela, the whole thing cancels out. Because if you're going Berabim, then it's already not romantic according to Nida. So Mela, it's Mutti. But no, you shouldn't take that for granted. Okay? Now.
In pretty terms, they're called public or called private?
That's public.
And yes?
I mean, an age that they call the public. I mean, I imagine when, I'll tell you an age when they're not. It's summer when they're under a year old, not. I don't know. You'll have to use your own,
sake.
Yeah. Right. Now, there's also, I mean, Chasivka says in a tshuva, and it's muskam in all the achronim, that you know how to carry something together. A man and a woman who's an either, just like you know how to pass something, so you know how to carry something together, either, no matter how big it is. Even if we say, and in Hilchos Shabbos, the Moshel, they say that the Shnayim Shasu of the Potter when it's, but we don't say that here. Also, the next halacha, Giralis. The Achronim brings, the Piskachua brings, that a woman is not allowed to, or a man is not allowed to make a fire, or hold a candle, and let his wife warm her hands by that candle when she's a nida, or vice versa. Because the chimum of the nair is mechaber the two of them. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. By the way, when I say Shulchan Aruch, I mean either Shulchan Aruch or Noise Kevin. I don't mean the doctor and mechaber. Unless it says it. What it says in Shulchan Aruch, it means Shulchan Aruch. When it says Noise Kevin, it means Noise Kevin. Now, as far as the Ne'er Havdol is concerned, the Achronim says that that's Mutter. Because you're allowed to be mended from the or, you know, Taisha can hold a flashlight because you want to read. That would be Mutter. But only strictly speaking, the warming up the hands on a candle that she's holding, or the lighting a candle from a candle that she's holding, that also says in the acronym that that's also, and that would be the marshal, she wouldn't be able to light a match, to light her husband's cigarette while she's in need. All that's also because you might come to touch it.
The husband isn't allowed to light the
husband. No, also not.
So to light the candle and take the shot of the candle.
Yes, that's not. Right, that's not true.
Even according to those that hold mitzvahs,
doesn't matter. There's no issue. You're allowed to have an awe from a woman who's a nida. She's not allowed to touch her so far. Also, you're not allowed to throw directly from him into her hands or from him to her or from her to him. However, you're allowed to throw something into a bag that she's holding or into her pocketbook and the same thing vice versa. But to throw directly to each other, that you're not allowed. Everybody knows the famous machloikis about the ping pong. And it's a little built to the bichu. So there was a famous machloikis in our door. That where one Rav said that it's mutter to play ping pong, and the other Rav said no, it's also. And they were thinking like this: that the reason one said it's mutter, that it's also, is because he's throwing things at each other, he's throwing the ball at each other. And the other Rav says, "Okay, when you play ping pong, you don't want her to catch the ball, and she doesn't want you to catch the ball, so that's punkfeket, so that should be mutter." But then came a Kosef Ashlishi and said it's kosher also because also the Hotel Roshima, you're not allowed to be. To have Kalush Rosh with an Isha with an Eid. Which means that you can't. Huh? Now, I didn't put on the sheet so much about Kalush Rosh. And the reason that I didn't, because it's very to Hergel Aveir. So, most Rabbanim hold that ping pong is one of those things. If a person and an Isha and his husband are playing ping pong, that might come to Hergel Aveir. So the Isha Kalush Rosh is subjective. Everybody has to know exactly how to handle with the Isser of Kalus Rosh.
Yeah. Throwing straight up in the air, considered throwing dirt.
Now, throwing straight up in the air, they're going to say that's not. As long as it's not thrown in her direction. Now, there's a famous tshuva in the Igros Moshe, which is Kedai to say over. But somebody asked the Igros Moshe, what happens if there's a lot of people watching, and the baby's crying, and everybody's got their eyes on them, are they going to pass the baby over? Are they not going to pass the baby over? Is she a neither? Is she not a neither? And it's embarrassing, and so on and so forth. And Rav Moshe says, it's absolutely awesome. There is no hetter. She's embarrassed, and he's embarrassed, everybody's going to know. So he says, no, if they'll know that it's a young couple that keep the halachas the way it's supposed to, because not only is nothing wrong with that, it's a kiddush Hashem. That's what Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva. So even though normally, as far as Yuchas Sneers, we keep this thing hidden, but it's not doiche any of the halachas. Now,
what about if
the
husband wants to move together in a car or
a
bus or something like that?
Well, that will get them. It's a halacha by itself. Now, since we spoke about the baby, so the halacha is that you're not allowed to pass over a baby to an isha with a nida or vice versa, the other way. Because you might come to touch it. Now, this is a tashbeit that everybody quotes. Two is a tashbeit. But a tashbeit says, chai noise zatzma. That is chai noise zatzma, so that's not called passing. The Rachroimim say on that, or Chashulchan and others, that they don't understand what kind of Zatma has to do with Hukuz Nida. And they answer, even if it's a baby that's old enough, that could jump over from one hand to the other, because they might come to touch each other. But even according to the Matirim, that's only if it's kind of Zatma. If the baby is big enough that it can jump over from the mother to the father, from the father to the mother. But if that's not the case, then that's also. It's brought down in the Rachroimim. That is a minuk by a bris of kvater. And it says there that when Isha is a nida, so they can't be kvater, because the norm minuk is that the woman brings the baby to the door, and then she passes over the baby to her husband, and when she's a nida, she's not allowed to do that. So therefore it's preferable to avoid that. If anybody has this problem, they have to speak to the local Orthodox rabbi. Now, the halacha is if it's a tzorech and the baby won't eat or the baby won't take medicine and so on, unless one holds him and the other one feeds him, then you're allowed to do that. Otherwise, you shouldn't do that. You also shouldn't be kissing a baby that's being held by a wife who's a nida. That's the end of the halachas of a shatter. Now, the next halachas is in Yutesi. Lo yoichalim al shulchanech. Again, that's a shulchan aruch tzamechaber. If an Aruch says you're not allowed to eat with a woman who's a nida in one table. Where do we know that from? So that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shabbos. Mishnah says in Shabbos, if I remember correctly, it's Daf Yud Gimel. Lo yeshev azov im azova. The azov and azova shouldn't be eating together. And the Gemara says, why not? What does azov and azova have to, what's the problem? The Gemara says that the Mishnah is trying to tell you kal v'chayim. The amount of two people are at the main. Can eat with each other, then kosher came, one that's Tom and one she saw her, are not allowed to eat with each other. And from the marker, from that Mishnah, we know that two people are not allowed to eat together. A woman who's a nida is not allowed to eat at the same table with her husband while she's a nida. Same halacha is a person who's eating milchiks can eat at the same table with somebody who's eating fleishes. Same exact halacha. All the protim are the same. Unless there's some kind of a shinui on the table. The shinui being something which they both know is a shinui, and that shinui has to be in between them. Nobody else has to know that it's a shinui, and the shinui has to be readily visible. In other words, if you put a ring, something very small, that the Achronim said that that's not visible enough. And it could be something that would normally be at a table, however, it's not normally at their table. For example, a water pitcher. You normally don't have a water pitcher, so then they can make up that whenever she's a nida, they'll bring a water pitcher on the table. They normally don't have a bread basket, so they can bring a bread basket. It doesn't have to be something outrageous, like putting a chair on the table or something of that sort. It could be something that's perfectly normal. Now, there are achronim that hold that if they're not eating alone at the table, and now again, now this is because of affectionate behavior. Now, there are achronim that hold that if they're not eating alone at the table, And the eating with the Bnei Ba'ai is not the table. That's mutter. The Bikur Yosef brings that in Shulchan Aruch right on the side. The others that qualify that one of the Bnei Ba'ai is, or the guest that's eating with them, has to be sitting in between them. They can't be sitting next to each other. And then there are those that are koila called together and hold that there is no heter for eating with other people at the table. The halacha of the Maaseh, and that is my own opinion, is that if you could go ahead and be machmer and bring a pitcher on the table, it's really not a big deal. But that's easy to do in your own home. However, if you're in somebody else's home, so then you could be maker like the Bikur Yosef, that as long as you're not eating alone, you're not the only ones at the table, then you could be matter even without any sort of hacker on the table. Yeah.
I think it's brought down on Friday Hay that if you move a menorah from one side of the table to the other, that's
in Apotoshim.
But that's not, it's mashma that it's not master today.
No, it says the Pharisee Shulchan Aruch. The lotion of the Shulchan Aruch is that it has to be master Ben. Then his guy and her guy.
Right. But
that's Aruch, exactly, I'm telling you exactly the words of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But
so
one thing does not. No, but it has to be moved in such a way that it's enough of a machine that they could see.
No, okay.
You mean that they have to be if they're sitting next to each other, like.
Right, what is my
right? I don't know. No, it could be used. It could be a water pitcher that's used. As long as they both know, it's not normal there. And another way of being matter is that they don't eat on the same tablecloth, like my boss of the call, the same din. However, the Yad Avraham says in Siman Pei Ches, that's in Hilchos Basar V'Cholos, and it would apply here too, that's only if they normally eat at the same table. So for example, if you normally eat on placemats, then eating on placemats, even though it's not the same tablecloth, is not a hacker for this. But if you don't normally eat on placemats, then placemats would be a hacker. It also says that if one eats on a tablecloth and the other one on the bare table, same halachas as Basar V'Cholos, then that would be mutter here also. Yeah. Also, there could be a shinui makom. You know, if she normally doesn't sits at a certain chair, or he normally sits at a certain chair, and now they sit at different chairs, then that's also enough of a shinui. There's another halacha. Also, lechol mikara achas. It's also in Shulchan Aruch. They're not allowed to eat at the same plate. We won't go too much into it. But that's basically the halacha. Ramoshe writes that what that means is that you're actually being mishtamish in the same plate. If it's something that you take off the plate and you never are mishtamish in the plate, you know, it's a fruit basket, right? And there's apples and there's oranges and there's bananas. So then, if you want to, strictly speaking, you might say that she can't take an apple from that fruit plate because her husband is taking up another apple from the fruit plate, or a banana because that's eating out of one kairos. So Ramosha says that's poshet not so. What it means is you're being mishtamish with the kairos. You're constantly taking and putting back, and taking and putting back. Then that's the issur of eating the kairos. Yeah.
Okay, first of all, on the
right.
between husband and wife,
or
can be on the table with the husband and wife?
Well, Shulchan Aruch, it says it has to be between their kairos. I think what that means, I mean, it doesn't mean that he has to block their vision. It just has to mean that it's close enough so that it should be
okay,
some kind of
a... Okay,
Oh, so if they're being mishtamish with the bag, then it would be awesome. In other words, if they have one bag of potato chips, and he's taking, and she's taking, and he takes again, and she takes again, then that taco would be kairach.
Now, if the kids share in the food, doesn't help?
If other people share in it?
Yeah.
If other people say it might help. But we pass it doesn't help because they might still come to church. Some of is in the Achroinim, but the Allah for the might say we might. We must. Better not. Right. Okay?
What if they put the potato chips in a big plate on the table?
That's same thing. If they're constantly taking, it's something that you're being, that's what Moshe says, it's only being mishtamish with the food. Taking one, then you're taking another, and then you're taking another. The best way to do with that is to put it all on your own plate, and then it's no problem. I mean, declare all kinds of shyness. You could sit here for hours, right? If you want to go through all the protein, the most detailed safer on this, there's a safer called Suga Bashashanim. The safer is about as big as this Chumash. No, it's not actually that big, but it's a big safer, a little bit smaller than this safer, entirely under our focus. whereas all the protein, for example, also in the body of Shulchan is a lot of protein. For example, how about a little butter, a butter kaira? You're taking butter from the same kaira. Is that called being mishtamish from the same kaira? So I say, Poshit, it's not, because you're taking butter, you're putting it on a different kaira, which we'll see in a minute that's all moved. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, right there. There's another issue. You're not allowed to eat her shrine. Now here, it's very specific. A man is not allowed to eat her shrine. A woman is allowed to eat the shrine of a man. The reason for that is that there's a difference between a man eating the shrine and a woman. What shrine? Yeah, we'll see. We'll explain what shrine means. And there is, and in a few of the halachas, you'll find that we're more machmer on the men than we are on the women, and pashut, because by nature, the romantic zachen that happen within a man and a wife are initiated by the men normally, so therefore they're a little bit more machmer than the men. So a man is not allowed to eat his shrine, mashenka, she's allowed to eat his shrine. What is shrine? So we find two cases of shrine. We find shrine by a rebbe, right? Where a rebbe takes a little bit and then he passes out the shrine. That's specifically not shrine in Hilchos Nida. Now shrine in Hilchos Nida is the opposite of by a rebbe. Shrine means something is specifically meant for one person, and that she eats it or she drinks it, and she lives over some of it, when it was specifically meant for her, then that's a shrine. However, if it's not meant specifically for her, but it's meant for a lot of people, then even though she eats some of it, that does not become her shrine. And not like by a Hasidic Rebbe, where it takes a little bit, and the rest is meant to give out. But if it's meant to be given out, then that's not shrine. It's also not shrine if she just tastes it, to see if it tastes good enough. She took a taste out of it, that the rest of it doesn't become her shrine. But her shrine means she has a plate of food, and she's eating, and then she decides to leave some over. Or the same halacha by drink, she has a glass of soda, and she leaves some over. So that becomes her shrine, and he's not allowed to eat or drink that, unless the following. Either she's not there any longer, she has left the room. Yeah? Or he takes it and pours it onto his own plate. Or takes it off her plate and puts it onto his own plate. Now there's an Igros Moshe that says that it doesn't help by drinking. He's talking specifically, I think it says Vichy water. She has a bottle of Vichy water and she left some over that her husband is not allowed to take from that bottle, even though it's obvious in the tshuva that he means even if you're taking the Vichy water, you know, the Saratoga Vichy water, and pouring it onto your own glass. Everybody asks Kasha and this Igros Moshe, it's a case of about. But that we don't know exactly what he meant by that, but the halakha lemaisa is lemeikel, that if you take it onto your own kli, then that's smooth.
That means
that we didn't get to that. That's a different halakha. We're making kiddush. She is allowed to eat his shrine. Now, if he finished, he drank a half a cup of soda and he doesn't want it anymore, so she can go ahead and take it and drink it. There's no problem. It's only he's not allowed to eat or drink her shrine, but vice versa, then it's mutter.
If he puts it
in his plate, is it 100%
mutter? 100% mutter. He also needs to leave the room, or?
No, either one. If she left the room, then he can either ride out of her plate or drink it right out of her glass. What happens if she started drinking and she comes back in the room? The Tamaflokas are going, some hold it's mutter, Rabbi Kiva, you hold it's up. Very hard to be focused on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, you should come out of, right here and see them cook that they hold that it's off. Yeah. If he doesn't know that it's her shrine, if he didn't know it, there's a cup of soda on the table, it has to be her shrine, but he doesn't know that, and she knows that, and she sees that he's going to drink it, she doesn't have to tell him anything. She doesn't have to say, by the way, that's my shrine, it's mutter for him to drink it, as long as he doesn't know. Now, there's another halacha, and for this halacha, I read you the Gemara. There's a brisa in there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, and the brisa goes like this: Tanli de Beli Yo, Maise the Tanli Rechot Shishana Harbe, the Koro Harbe, the Shimish Tanli de Chachomim Harbe. It's a Tanli that learned a lot, and he chazed a lot, and he was Meshamish Tanli de Chachomim. Who made Bachat Yomov, and he died in half of his age. And his wife is to take his stone, and she is to take him to all the Batei Midrashim and all the Batei Knesiyos. The Amro Lohem, she is to tell all the Chachamim, Sifa Torah, Ki Hu Chayecha, Goyach Yamecha, it says that the Torah is Yuchayas, and Yumayach Yomim if you learn Torah. Baal Yishishonu Harbe, Vekoro Harbe, Vishimishani, the Chachamim Harbe, Midnah Meiz, Vechati Yomim. Why did he die in half of his lifetime, half of the average lifetime? She was asking this. There was nobody that could answer. So what happened? Pam achas nisarachti etzlo. For one time, she became he. Now, we believe most believe that when he says something to Belio, it means Elio Anovi. So Elio Anovi came to her house one time. She was telling Elio Anovi everything that happened to her husband, died at a young age. Martilana told her, Ziti, the man is Osech Mahu Etzler. When you were Anita, how did you treat her? Omro Nichat, Vesholam, Afilo Betz Ketana Lo Nogabi. She didn't even touch me with his small thing. The man is Bunech Mahu Etzler. How about in the Shiva Nekiyam? And Toysus explains why they thought there was a difference. So Toysus says it could be the Toivu's wife. Because the Tyrus used to toivu after the 7th Yemei Nida, and then they used to wake Shiva Nekiyam. So then he says, Ochalimi, Veshosaimi, Veyoshanimi, Vekiru Posa. They also died to Avdovara. So then in the Shiva Nekim, he ate with me, and he slept with me, he drank with me, but nothing ever happened. Veomartilo, and then Eliyahu said to her, Baruch Hamokum Shehorgot, he loited the Eivishte that he killed him, Shelanosam Poni La Torah, because he didn't pay attention to what it says in the Torah. That Aisha benida sumasa lesikru. A lot of the halachos are learned from these brachos. Even more than in the Rakeach, he says that there was a Talmid Chacham Gadol, and when he was nifta, he didn't even have any of his levayim. So somebody came to Shemaim and asked, why he was a big Talmid Chacham? He was Karo Harbe and Shana Harbe and Shimis Talmid Chachamim Harbe. Similar leshon is what it says in these brachos. Why wasn't he zoicher to have a minion by his levi, is such a bizarre? He says, because one time he was nifshon in one of the harchokas. And as a oynish for that, he didn't have a minion by his levi, and then it ends off that when he came up to Shamayim, he had a tremendous mockum in Gan Eden because he had a kapara from the fact that there was no minion by his levi. So from this maisim, we see a lot of these halachas. We see Ochalimi, that was an issa. Shosaimi, there was another issue. And then Yoshon Imi Vimita Achas. And the Gemara goes on to explain, and the Rishonim explain, that Vimita Achas means that they slept together in one bed with different covers, and they were both dressed, and they didn't even come to touch each other, but in and of itself, sleeping in one bed, it's awesome. The Achroimim, the rival in the Baal HaNefesh, and his rising officer of Nosser, which the Gro brings in Simon Chof in Ebenezer. Yeah, and the Lechem Esimba also says so, that the Nishon sleeping in one bed is an Issa Deoraisa, according to a lot of Rishonim, because you see what it says in the Gemara, She'ari Omro Torah Velisha Benidha Tumasa Lo Sikro. So they want to say that all these things, the Shosaimi, the Ochalimi, and the Yoshanimi, could be Issa Deoraisa. Most, according to all that, that's an Asmach. But the Gro seems to say in Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer, that the sleeping in one bed, and the Kalus Rosh, the speaking to each other in a form that might come to Kiruv Basa, that also is an Isser Deoraisa. So the Machloek is just a nice note to mention, but you take a look in the Briar Gro, Simon Chof, Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, right at the beginning of the Briar Gro, where Shulchan Aruch speaks about these things, that Agave the Adi arise, not the Agave Nida. So he says there that it may be Deoraisa. So Mele is an Isser to sleep in one bed. That's it, we have to Lamed Beis. Now the halacha is that chebets have to be far apart from each other so that they shouldn't come to touch each other in their sleep. Not many times you sleep, you stretch out so that they shouldn't come to touch each other in their sleep. But that's a chumrah. If that's not possible, for example, you are guessing somebody's house and they gave you to sleep in a room where there's no way that you could schlep out the bed stuff up. So as long as the beds or the covers are not touching each other, then it's mutter. I remember asking Rav Moshe Bigdish Kohen Livracha about a common headboard, and he said that that's osur. Even if the beds are not together, if they're attached to a common headboard, they have to be taken apart while she is in either. That's what Rav Moshe Big told me. And in Vada Shulchan, it says the same thing, because in a lot of these halachas, there is a loy plug. For example, we were talking about passing. What if you pass something that's very long? So that you won't come to touch each other. Or throwing, for that matter, you won't come to touch each other. It's a loy plug. Once you said no passing, so there's no plug as to what is passing, what is not passing. We don't want to make a cheshbon every time, you know, what's allowed, what's not allowed. So the meds cannot be touching each other, or even through something else, touching each other. Then there's sometimes the shaylos about bunk beds. I think bunk beds, it says it's muta. Yeah, how about railroad beds? That's also if they're touching each other. But specifically speaking, the beds should be separated enough so they shouldn't come to touch each other in the street. Now, there's another halacha, that a husband is not allowed to sleep in his wife's bed unless she's out of the city. And out of the city doesn't mean that she went out of town for an hour. It means she went out of town for a few days. Other than that, a husband is not allowed to sleep in his wife's bed, even if she's not there. The opposite, a wife is allowed to sleep in her husband's bed as long as it's not in his presence. To sit down, so Shulchan Aruch says, lo yeshev al mitosa, that you're not allowed to sit on her bed. There are a lot of achronim that a choylek on this mechaber, but if it's not necessary, it's not kedai to go off the kesem of Shulchan Aruch mamish, a mechaber mamish. Now, the Moshe I saw tonight in a tshuva that his wife gave birth, so she's an eater. So she's an eater, but if the hospital happens to be out of town and she'll be there for a few days, and a person has guests, right? So then he can sleep in her bed, being that she's out of town and she'll lie down for him. Right then. Sleeping on his bed?
Yes.
She can sit on his bed even before.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah. Sleeping in his bed, as long as he's not present. He could be in town, he could be in the house, as long as he's not present. Mm. Yeah?
It's
basically also, unless she's out of town. And out of town doesn't mean for a day, it means for a few days out of town. I don't know, do we continue or do we stop? Do we have a vote? How do we do this?
Huh?
Okay, so we have a few more halachas. But yes, we yakad al safsar ha misnatan. This is important. We don't have to sit on the same chair. Huh? You stand by the door.
Oh, you're going to show us tomorrow morning.
But yes, they're not allowed to sit on one safsar like misnatan. Now, you can sit on a rickety bench. I imagine that the motto for this halacha means, a swinging bench. That was a romantic thing to do. So again, they said you're not allowed to sit on a... And what does that mean, sitting on the same bench? That means if when one sits down, it's readily noticeable to the other that the bench was a keshokel. Now there's another halacha. But if it's a solid bench that doesn't shake, like a couch or things like that, then that's muslim.
Couch is even though the cushion is
moved? Well, it depends. It depends on what kind of... But normally a couch would be muta. If it's a solid couch, that the whole couch is not misnatted, then such a thing would be muta. Now, you're not allowed to go the agola or the svina, lamit tes. This is very important. Im hoile krateh to you, kegon legona supardesa. You're not allowed to go on a little begale or on a boat. If you're going in a tiyul, legona supardesa to... gardens and places where, you know, presently you know normally for a tiyul. There's two reasons said for this halacha. One is the Chokhmah Solomon's reason, because it's the same as sitting in a safsar ha-misnatan. The boat, the little boat or the little wagon shakes, so it's no different than sitting on a safsar ha-misnatan. The Rosh Hashulchan says that it's nothing to do with that, and even if the safsar is not misnatan, in and of itself is a romantic behavior which you're not allowed to do while she's an eater. Now, because of that, we come to our car. How about going for a car ride? So if we're going for anything that's not a TU, not just for a joyride, but we're going for a reason. We have a reason to go in the car. Even if the reason is to go eventually in a TU, say we're going someplace where we're going for our vacation. Now, to take the family for a vacation. So that's a TU. You know, anything of that sort. But if the ride in and of itself is not a TU, then we have no shaila at all. As long as they don't come to touch each other, it's muta to sit in the same car, even in the same seat. Yeah? But what happens if you're going for a tiyul, specifically for a joyride? So then Rav Moshe finds this Kali Racha, writes in the Igros Moshe that it's Muta, because that's not called the Sassala Misnati, because our cars are very solid. But according to the Orach HaShulchan, that he says that the reason has nothing to do with the Sassala Misnati, then it would be also anyhow. So they would have to sit in separate seats, or in the front seat and the back seat. But that's only if you're going for a TU. If they're not going for a TU, if they're going for any sort of business, shopping, or any sort other than a TU, other than the riding itself is a TU, then all that's mutter.
A train is the same
thing? Huh?
Train.
A train?
An A-train.
An A-train.
Yeah,
nothing romantic.
If you're going for a, if anybody's going for a romantic ride on the A train, then it would be the same thing. It would be awesome. It would be awesome. You can't sit together in a train if you come to touch each other. You have to sit separate. Put something in between, or so on. I think we'll stop here and we'll continue next week.
He's driving to take it. He's like a train.